The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Solutions, coaching, counseling, naturopathic medicine, insights for successful living, and getting better with Ann Beal.
Wow, do we have an interesting show today? We have been down in College Station. We were there with Dr. Joel Wallach, who was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine. It was a fascinating time with a bunch of people who came in to get his advice on the coronavirus and to find out what to do for other illnesses. But the big topic of the day was coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to let you hear from him a little bit. He is being interviewed all over the world about this virus right now. He is a biomedical research pioneer.
He is, yes.
And he spent more than 40 years in the field of veterinary medicine observing and researching the effects of individual nutrients on animal health before becoming a naturopathic doctor in 1982.
And that's interesting because he is a veterinarian, mm-hmm. has a degree in agriculture, which includes animal populations. And also, he's the one who brought out, as we talked, the fact that the coronavirus started in the animal world, the animal population, and so did SARS, so did MERS, and it spreads to humans in that way.
Yes, and he is renowned for his groundbreaking research on the health benefits of many minerals, especially selenium. He currently dedicates his time to lecturing throughout the world mm-hmm. on the therapeutic benefits of vitamins and minerals and then lobbying the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He's done it like 9 times.
Well, he's sued the FDA 9 yes. times, and he's won every time and gotten the public benefits yeah. that they wouldn't have had before.
Yes, so we can get these nutrients. So we just want to let you hear from him. We want to also let you know if you want to watch the show today, you can go on Getting Better with Ambiel on Facebook. After the show, we put it on YouTube. You can also go to bigdtalk.com, which is KBDT's show. And we just thank you for being here today. We are going to go ahead and play Dr. Wallach's a little bit of his interview, the most important part. And so you can hear that, and then we will follow up with all the things he says and some other things he told us to do throughout the rest of this show. And so we will get a signal from Christy when she's ready to play it. Are you looking at me like you can't play it? You can't play it. Okay. Well, you just let me know when you're ready to start it, and we'll play it, okay? All righty. So we want to share with you, it was a fascinating time down there. They thought they actually had a case down in College Station of coronavirus, but it ended up not. And so we had a fascinating time. I know for you, you wanted to say that I'm being joined today by Dr. Jim Wallach. Jim Wallach. Dr. Jim Slaughter.
Well, right. Yes.
Jim Wallach.
I am here with you today, and we really appreciate everyone being on the part of our listening audience today. And we wanted to address this because it's for a number of reasons. First of all, whenever you hear something about a new virus, it seems virulent and strong and all that. Kind of a panic breaks out, you know? And so I was wondering, should we be panicking? Is it the kind of thing where we should barricade ourselves in our houses or head right to the ER or something? What should we do? And so a lot of our program today is going to be about that. What do you do? And at the end, I'd like to boil it down to maybe 3 or 4 things. And we'll talk about each of these things in more detail during the program, but there are some things that we can remember to do to stay safe.
Yes, and we've been fascinated by the whole thing because it isn't a pandemic.
No.
You know, and when we think of pandemics, if you think of like the Black Plague, mm-hmm. you think of, what else can you think of? I mean, the flu, when it started a long time ago, they didn't call it a pandemic. And so normally a pandemic is
smallpox could be a pandemic.
Yeah, it just spreads really fast and people are dying really fast all over the place. And that is not what's happening. In fact, Dr. Wallach showed us and told us that 60,000 people died last year in the U.S. from the flu. And so there is nowhere near that going on. We only have like 3 cases so far that people have died or something
I think that's an important thing to remember. This is a flu. If you get corona, you get the flu. We don't know exactly how contagious it is yet. Mm-hmm. We know it is contagious, and so we have to take care and be careful. But we have gotten through a number of different kinds of flus, and corona is a broad term for this particular strain or strains of flu. SARS was a coronavirus. Mm-hmm. MERS was a
Well, and when you say SARS, that was so fascinating to learn from Dr. Wallach that the coronavirus, the first one was 12 years ago, and that was MERS. It was MERS, and it was the respiratory infection, respiratory problem, and the cough. And they have a vaccine for that. Are you thinking it was SARS and not MERS?
Well, I was thinking that I know that SARS was in 2002, mm-hmm. and I was thinking MERS came later. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But MERS is the Middle Eastern.
MERS is the Middle Eastern respiratory.
Respiratory syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said they already got a vaccine for the coronavirus 12 years ago, and so they're just having to tweak it a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's a reason, and they did a very long explanation. If you want to hear that, you can go. Dr. Glidden does a really good job. If you Google Dr. Glidden, G-L-I-D-D-E-N, and coronavirus, he explains why they have to spend the next 6 months tweaking it. And so, but it should be any time. But Dr. Wally says you can't just throw a vaccine out there. But they already know what they have to do. And so that's more than half the battle. So it should be in no time. But when you compare it with the flu, I know we went down there and we were doing all these things. We waited for Dr. Wallach to get off the plane. And when he got off the plane, he was, well, I didn't think he'd let us hug him or shake his hand. And he had no problem with that.
This is so funny. We'll talk about some preventive measures in a little bit that people can do right away. And he was saying he has a foaming hand sanitizer.
I got that right over there.
Yeah, we have it. We'll show it to people in a second. But he says, I use it for aftershave because people are always coming up when he's
kissing
on the road, hugging him, kissing him, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
So glad to see him because he saved their life or saved their family member. Hand me the Pure Works. He does talk about that. I can't believe my phone's ringing. Why don't you show that?
Okay. Everybody see this? This is a product that comes from Youngevity. That's Dr. Wallach's company, and he had a personal hand in formulating this. It's a foaming hand sanitizer, and it will kill most sanitizers, let me say, just kill germs just for a very, very short period of time. This one kills germs on contact for 4 to 6, some say even 8 hours after you use it. Now, that is incredible.
He said 6 to 8 hours.
He said 6 to 8, yeah.
I thought it was 4.
Yeah, but he says 6 to 8 hours. So we just take some and here you go.
Are you going to put it in my hands?
Yeah.
I'll wear it. So he said he does this before he gets on the plane.
Yep.
He puts it on his hands. He puts it on his face. He also has a spray bottle. They have a spray and even a lotion. And he sprays the seat with it. And then he also does a lot of preventative things just with his 90 nutrients that he always talks about. So basically what he shared with us, and I'm not giving away the details in the clip, he shared with us to boost your immune system. That's mm-hmm. what you need to do and how to do that. So not only are you putting things on the outside to help you, but you're also putting things on the inside to boost your immune system.
And let me say, too, in light of that, and that's really true, and we'll be talking about those different things, the people who get dangerously ill with this kind of thing are people who are not well, particularly to begin with. Their immune system is very low. They have trouble with different kinds of illnesses and that sort of thing. And so, in my opinion, the very best thing we can do is to have a great immune system. And we're going to tell you how to do that later in the show.
Yes. And so, you know, it was interesting because I asked him if he was afraid, and he said, no, not at all. Not at all. And none of them were. None of them were afraid. And that was fascinating to me because they look at it as really no different than the flu. It was very interesting, even the percentage rates of the people who get sick. It's 0.1% to 1% mm-hmm. of people that actually die from it. And so they said it's the same. And but by the time we left, we were like, oh, I'm going to book that trip because flights are like 75% right. off. So I'm like, hey, let's go to Hawaii for $300. So I got on the computer and saw all these flights and was like, we should do it. And so, you know, he flies all over the place and he's not afraid. And I think the thing that disappoints me the most is how it's being politicized. I know he was pretty angry about that because they're scaring people and he doesn't want people scared, being scared and doing. He said people are going to have heart attacks being afraid of this mm-hmm. and that you don't want to do that to people and you don't want to cause the stock market to crash out of fear because that's all people's life savings and their retirement.
Right.
And so he's pretty, you know, because he flies all over the world, he sees what happens with people. And so he wished they would talk about it more rationally. Now, I think they are starting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the rationally, yes. So he describes it. What is it? We're going to play it after the break, right, Christy? Okay. So what is it? It is a respiratory. Well, you get a cough and you can have respiratory breathing issues. Mm-hmm. So I have asthma. It is a lot better than it's ever been because I do take EFAs three times a day. So that's essential fatty acids. So it is nowhere near as bad as it could be. And, but my thought was that's the last thing I want to get.
Yeah. That would just add to your, the misery you're already dealing with. You know?
Well, and I only have trouble if I get a bad cold or sometimes that bronchial thing. I don't know. I was telling him that, you know, the flu a couple years ago, I had a lot of trouble breathing. And had a cough for quite a while, but it was the breathing. And so whatever that was, I was like, what was that? And so for me, the respiratory, but actually most people are fine. It's only the people that have a really challenged immune system or are really sick.
Right.
And so that really encourages us. We're really healthy.
Right. And so, you know, we are recommending that people stay calm.
Yes.
Don't make any huge life changes just mm-hmm. because you're afraid of this thing.
Right.
But take precautionary measures, mm-hmm. eat the right food. Don't eat foods that are bad for you, which we'll talk about in a mm-hmm. little bit. And if you do get sick and you have the symptoms of the coronavirus, go to the hospital and get what's needed there. And it'll be fluids and that kind of thing to support you.
Yes. And no matter what we read and no matter what they said when we were down there near the hospital, they all said recovery depends on the strength of the immune system. So mm-hmm. you want to get your immune system strong. So you can get the cough, you can get the respiratory problems, but it can become pneumonia. And that's what you don't want. That's what I always worry about with mine when I get that bad mm-hmm. cough or whatever that is, because I don't want mine to become pneumonia. And that's what none of us want.
Yeah. And the dry cough is a danger whenever you have it, because when we cough, our bodies are designed in such a way that when we cough, we normally should cough up junk from our mm-hmm. lungs, right? And if we have a dry cough, that means we can't cough things up. And so the fluid in our lungs, and often it's gunk there, but it can have bacteria in it and that kind of thing. Normally we get rid of that, but then with a dry cough, we can't. So we have to be very careful about that.
Yes. And so you just want to take that. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of cough before or if you've ever had pneumonia, because I've had pneumonia a couple times. And so, you know, I know pretty much what to do for that. And that's the thing. You want to get informed. That's all the symptoms. That's it. There are no more other symptoms. That's it. You know, people. And that's why I asked Dr. Wallach, what is it? Like, tell me what it is. What are the symptoms and what to do about it? Now, when he was talking about the symptoms, he got to the what to do about it part. It was like have a lot of liquids. I mean, it was pretty simple. But he definitely talked about the PureWorks on your hands or an antibacterial. But mostly he said just wash your hands. Like wash your hands and wash them good. Don't just wash them fast. Now, you can do the happy birthday song while you're doing it. Some people say, hey, do the happy birthday song twice. Jim's laughing at me. You just want to wash your hands and leave them in soap for a little bit instead of washing them real fast and being done. So you can really kill the bacteria. And he said, wash your hands a lot. But the problem is most people apparently don't wash their hands so much. So that was interesting that was the main thing that he said, besides boosting your immune system and washing your hands.
Yeah, and when you wash your hands, we're not talking about just holding them under running water and then drying them off. We're talking about using soap and spending some time really cleaning them with the soap and the water, and then you can dry them off and move on.
And when he compared it to the flu, of course, we all know how rampant it can be. But there were other things he mentioned about aromatherapy, essential oils. It was really fascinating. So we want to share all those tips with you. We have them all right here. When we come back, we're going to start off with Dr. Wallach, and then we will go from there. So don't leave. Stay right here. It's truly fascinating when you hear these doctors that are actually working with the virus right now. Instead of listening to the media and all that kind of stuff, it's always better to go to the source. And when we did that, we left there feeling so good, so excited, and ready to not worry about it anymore. So stay right here.
To admit, it's getting better.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Some people have asked about wearing masks. And as you see, sometimes TV and news reports about what's happening in our country and around the world regarding this, often you'll see people wearing masks and that kind of thing. And I asked Dr. Wallach about this. I said, how helpful is a mask? And he was saying that the paper masks that you can just get at the grocery store or Walmart or something like that really aren't that helpful because the pores in between the fibers are so large that any virus can get in there. Now, there may be masks that are hospital grade or something, I don't know, that would work. But
well, he just said that so many people pass it by touching things, remember? So that the mask, though it does prevent you from spitting on someone if you have your mouth covered, but that it doesn't protect you from getting it because you could be touching things.
Yeah, and that's the main thing is through contact is how that happens, and not so much we're just breathing air and then get sick. You know?
And I think people think it's breathing air. I mean, if you look at TV, it makes it sound like they're you're just it's in the air and it's going to come get you, and it isn't that way at all. In fact, he says it's harder to catch than easier to catch.
So. Yeah, I think that's true. And we just have to be careful and be safe and live smart, you know?
You've gotten sick and I've not gotten sick, and I've gotten sick and you've not gotten sick.
Right.
And so I've had many patients in our clinic that they have had the flu and no one else in their family got the flu. And so if you think about that, how would you catch it otherwise? You know, it's obviously not in the air.
Right.
And I think now he did talk about people who talk and kind of spit, that would.
I know that sounds kind of gross, but almost everybody has experienced that when you're talking to somebody, or maybe you yourself.
Right.
You're talking fast. You're not even thinking about a lot of things. And all of a sudden, you know, some drops of saliva come out of your mouth or out of somebody else's mouth. And we don't think about that too much probably, but that is a way that this virus is passed along from person to person. And then just through contacting implements that are that have the virus on them, a doorknob even, and things like that. So that's why it's so important to use the PureWorks. And this doesn't protect you for just like 15 seconds. This protects you for 6 to 8 hours. And so anything you touch after that may be infected will not affect you.
Yeah, so if you touch anything, it kills the bacteria when you touch it.
Kills
so
the virus immediately.
Yeah, and that's through longevity. And so We order it for our clinic. Our naturopathic doctor used it. And so that's how we learned about it.
Right.
And then, of course, Dr. Wallach uses it. And it's one of the best things. It's much better than the other hand sanitizer. And it's not very expensive. And people are like, how much is it? Like $50? No, it's like $6, $8. It's not much.
It has no alcohol in it. It has no substances like that people complain about. It's not sticky after you use it. It's a skin conditioner, actually, as a part of that. So it's really a great product, and we'll use it forever, probably.
Well, and we do. We put it, like, I constantly am going around when people come in who are sick or seem sick or say they have allergies, because you just don't know. And I will disinfect the knobs and all the doors and everything just to be safe. Right.
Sure.
But he actually takes the spray and sprays the furniture.
Yeah, there is a spray that you can use.
Right. To know that. I think definitely he was talking about colloidal silver, that you can take it and you put a few drops in water and gargle with it. Now,
yeah, a lot of people don't know the term colloidal silver. In fact, I knew what colloidal meant. I knew what silver was, but I didn't know what colloidal silver was. And it's just silver particles suspended, or molecules suspended in a liquid, And so that's what you take. And it's very healing. And it is very antiseptic.
Yeah, know? It's anti-everything. He said that you were at, you guys, I heard you guys talking. We got just a little bit of it on a clip that we did. But you asked him a lot of questions about that. And he said a long time ago, people took silver and put it in water.
Yeah.
Silver coins.
Silver shavings and coins and things like that. Yeah,
yeah. And then they would drink the water. Uh-huh. They wouldn't drink the shavings, but they would drink the water, right?
Right. They'd filter out whatever was in there, and then they would drink because there would be a chemical it's not really a chemical interaction because it's colloidal suspension. But the thing is, it would be some of the silver would be in there, and they would drink that, and it would make them well.
And you know what? It's amazing how many natural things there are. And that's the crazy thing about a virus is antibiotics don't work. So going, the doctor can't really give you a medicine for it. You just want to keep it from getting to be an infection and getting your lungs and getting pneumonia.
Right.
And so doing everything you can like you normally would. None of us really want to catch the flu either. And so knowing about colloidal silver, knowing about, what did I say? You could put in your ears.
Oh, the hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide, yeah, yeah. Knowing about PureWorks. And then we're going to talk about, as soon as Dr. Wally's clip plays.
And when we get right back in a minute, then as soon as the break takes place, Dr. Wallach is going to come on, and he will tell you lots of what you need to know about.
And Dr. Wallach was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and he's constantly lecturing. In fact, he spoke in front of the UN, so we couldn't wait to talk to him down there. So it's a very exciting short clip, and then next week we'll have the whole thing.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is not new. It's a member of the same family as MERS, which came around 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're at a point where there's 85,000 people who are infected worldwide. That's the latest statistics. We have just short of 3,000 people who have died. A couple of weeks ago, there was 37 countries involved. Now there's 69 countries involved. The U.S., we're somewhere over 67, I think we're at 67 people who've been diagnosed with the coronavirus. No deaths. We do have three new ones today, one in California, one in Washington State, and one in Oregon. And when you look around the world right now, you have places like South Korea, where a week ago they had 300 people infected, and today they have 1,900. And so there's various things going on here. It appears that the death rate, based on the United States and other countries, where you get good supportive therapy, intravenous fluids, electrolytes, antibiotics to kill secondary bacterial infections, and you support them in many, many healthful ways nutritionally, the death rate is brought way down. If you don't have good support, the death rate goes way, way up. When you contact and compare the death rate for the coronavirus versus the flu, which happens every year, each year in America alone, there's somewhere in a range, depending on the species of flu virus, it ranges from 17,000 deaths in the United States to 60,000 deaths. And nobody seems to mind that because they're used to it. That's the way it is. And people are, have been familiar with it for a long time. But they weren't sure about the coronavirus. What is it? Is it going to be worse than the flu? Or so people are really quite concerned. Now, the symptoms are dry cough, non-productive cough, a lot of respiratory stuff, and high fever. Those are the symptoms. Not quite like the flu. But they don't have diarrhea and belly pain and all that kind of stuff, which goes along with the flu. That's not part of the coronavirus. And right now, in the United States, we have three people who have no connection with anybody that visited any country that has it. And so where did they get it? Well, you have to appreciate the high probability is that the coronavirus is endemic, meaning it smolders in the wild animal population. And it appears to have started last year in Wuhan, China, where they had an open air market and somebody may have killed a deer and brought it in and it was infected and dispersed the meat. And, you know, they have a very high rate of infection. And these people that are infected here that have no connection with people who had it, they're isolated and they have no connection with anybody who came and went to Asia, South Korea and China and places like that. So where did they get it? Well, it could be from our local wildlife population because it's a wildlife virus. Okay. And so they could have just spontaneously got it. And this may have happened years and years and years. And, you know, one happened here, one happened there. And nobody thought to test it for corona because it wasn't quite the flu and wasn't quite anything else. And so what we teach people to do is to get rid of the bad stuff out of their life, things that lower their immune system. Fried foods, processed meats, oils of all kinds, glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, sugar, those kinds of things. Get plenty of rest, eat well, take your 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, and 3 fatty acids. Our basic core program is the Healthy Start Pack with 243 nutrients in it, including the 90 essential ones. Supports the immune system. And then if you're really interfacing with a lot of other people and flying around in airplanes and work in a public place, that kind of stuff, banks and theaters and sports events and so forth, you want to use our PureWorks, which is a foam, and it's a foam designed to kill viruses. It kills HIV, rabies, it kills flu virus, and it kills coronavirus. And I use it as an aftershave because I give so many lectures around the world, and people hug me and kiss me and shake my hands and so forth. Yeah. And so I use it as an aftershave. I put it in my hands. And in the dispenser bottle, if somebody holds their hand out, I'll spray it in there. I won't hand them my dispenser because I don't know that they're contaminated. Mm-hmm. If I give them the dispenser bottle, they put their hands on it, then I get the virus. But if I squirt it on their hands, the foam, then I can give them something that's going to lower the virus rate and not contaminate me back. Also, I like to use our aromatherapy oils, eucalyptus, tea tree oil, cedar oil, because they also will kill viruses. I also like to use our colloidal silver, one dropper full in a couple ounces of water, and I will gargle with it and brush my teeth with it and swallow it. And wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And of course, when you get too close to people and you're talking with them, a lot of times as they're talking, saliva will come out from underneath their tongue and spray you. Have you ever had that happen?
I have.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
And so if they have the coronavirus, they're going to give it to you by spraying their saliva on you. And so if you already have the colloidal silver on you, the aromatherapy oils, and you have the PureWorks on you, it'll kill that virus immediately on contact. So you want to go that direction. And then, of course, in addition to the 90 essential nutrients, because I'd use the biggest hammer we have in our toolbox, which is our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is a little bit stronger than the Healthy Start Pack. And it's going to support your immune system. And you have to appreciate your immune system includes your bone marrow. Most people don't realize that because your white blood cells, which are your first defense, they go through your bloodstream and they attack viruses and bacteria getting into your body. Your white blood cells are formed in the bone marrow. Okay. Also, antibodies are formed in your bone marrow. And then red blood cells are formed in there, in your bone marrow. Platelets are formed in there, all of which have to do with the immune system and protecting you against hemorrhaging and all this kind of stuff. And so you have to take care of that too. So I like to throw in our MSM, which supports connective tissue, including the bone marrow, supports and promotes maintenance repair of these tissues and keeps you with everything working as they're supposed to. Now, your stem cells repair damaged tissues, infected tissues. They replace ones that are killed. But the stem cells require the 90 essential nutrients. Just eating well won't give you what you need for your stem cells to protect you and build new cells.
So this is so your stem cells will grow and protect you from the virus. Anything
That's correct.
That you can do.
That's correct. So you're coming at this from many different directions. And where it's just purely you're putting these substances on your skin and your face, and you're breathing them, gargling with them and so forth, and they kill the viruses. But then also you're giving yourself the 90 essential nutrients with a big hammer, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the MSM, and you're giving your stem cells and your other tissues what they need to repair and maintain themselves, replace dead ones with new cells. Stem cells are just a blueprint. They cannot do anything without the raw materials. And so you really have to consciously give your stem cells the raw materials to protect you.
And the MSM does that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, there are a lot of people going to be listening to us today. The thing is, they're going to want to know how to get some of these things that can protect them from this virus. There's some panic a little bit that I've heard going around today about it, and I wanted to ask you about that as well. But we will be giving out some information about those of you out there who are listening to the program who want to know how more specifically to protect yourself from this virus.
Because we take the 90 and we do all those, and we rarely ever get sick. So, that's how we would protect ourselves from the coronavirus. So not the mask that people wear?
Well, the mask you would buy in a pharmacy or grocery store or something like that, the pores are too big in the paper or the cloth or whatever it is, and the viruses can get through there. You might, you know, reduce the amount that's going to contact you by a percentage point or two, but it's not going to be, you can't just depend on it. And so if it makes you feel better, wear a mask, but you still have to do all the other stuff. And to me, the most important one that you're going to put on yourself is the PureWorks and the aromatherapy oils.
Okay.
And the colloidal silver.
Now, you know, I had a question about coronavirus because I've heard you say that there was a coronavirus 12 years ago
or
something.
Yeah, it was called MERS.
MERS. That's a coronavirus
as
well. And so they have a vaccine for that.
They do, but it didn't cause any real annual, regular, repeating problems. And when it was around, it didn't really kill a lot of people. And so people, why would they get the vaccine? Well, this was an unknown, and there were certain individuals that hyped it as, you know, the new terror of humanity.
Right.
And so without any history or anything. And so people became very, very upset and concerned about this. And so you have to appreciate they're working on a vaccine, but it's not going to be ready until the next year cycle, okay? It's going to take too long to make. It's not like you can make a vaccine in 3 days,
right?
Kind of thing. And so it's one of those things that might be available 3 months from now when the cycle is winding down anyway. And so people have to pray about it and think about it. Am I going to get the vaccination? Or am I going to wait until later, later in the year when maybe the cycle starts up again? Then I'll get vaccinated. I mean, these are all things you have to think about.
It seems to me that vaccines today have become kind of a controversial issue. Some say they're dangerous. Some say they're not. Go ahead and get them. Never get them. Do you want to bring some light to us about that? What do you think about that?
Well, vaccinations can be problematic. I've seen kids that are 15 years old that were given vaccinations when they were 3 years old. You know, the usual vaccinations, everything from tetanus to whooping cough,
right,
and everything. And the doctors or the nurses who gave the vaccine stuck the needle in their sciatic nerve, in that hip. And that leg is 10% of the size of the leg that didn't get the vaccination in, because they damaged them permanently by injecting the injection into that nerve. Okay. And then also, there are sometimes they'll inject it into a blood vessel, which can be problematic. Sometimes they get a vaccination and they don't have enough nutrition for their stem cells to produce antibodies, and the white blood cells, don't get stimulated to go do their job and so forth. And so you can't guarantee it's going to protect you. There's no guarantees from any vaccine.
Okay.
Well, and I definitely want to find out because you actually travel a lot.
Yes.
How much do you travel?
I travel over 1 million miles a year, primarily by air. And I give over 450 lectures a year. On the weekends, I'll give 2-3 lectures. I'm in all 50 states. I am now moving into 50 countries. And so it's one of those things where I'm everywhere. I have not been sick in 72 years. I have an injury, you know, from a construction site up in Toronto, Canada, which I'm like 90% healed. I have not been sick. I haven't had a cold. I haven't had whooping cough. I hadn't had any fever. I haven't had any viral infections. I didn't get the flu because I've been doing these things for 72 years. And so I can be a testimony that if you do all the right things, you protect yourself from the outside. I haven't had any vaccinations since I left the military 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a lot of vaccinations in the military.
Yeah, you did.
It's one of those things where I have not been sick in 72 years.
We know that he hasn't been sick. We've known him a long time, and he's not been sick. And that is what's, and that's why he's so confident. And a lot of these people are, because they have protected their body. They built their immune system. And so he did talk about the 10 bad foods. I was excited about that. And I definitely, they're even talking now about sugar, not to have sugar during this time.
Right. And the way you begin building your immune system is to stop eating things that destroy your immune system.
Yes, that break it down.
And that would be things like gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats, anything with those things is going to have gluten in it. That destroys your ability to absorb.
Because it has the Roundup glyphosate in it,
yes,
to hurt
it does.
You.
And it melts
you
creates
inside.
Inflammation. It melts
yeah.
you inside.
It does.
And then fried foods, because of the oxidation that takes place mm-hmm. when you do that. And then sugar is extremely hard on nearly every cell in the body. It really is a brain killer. And so, and it produces so much inflammation, and that's the big problem. So we're trying to get rid of that, right? Burned products, burned meat. Meat should be eaten
medium rare.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of things like that from what we should not eat, and it's important to begin changing, shifting our diet over like that.
Yes, and we are going to play the rest of his interview next week so you can hear the whole thing that he talks about. But the basics, we tried to narrow it down today, so some of the things for you to do. And he did talk about the Healthy Start Pack, which we actually take. He mentioned the Brain and Heart Pack. That actually just adds in the EFAs that I take, especially mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. my asthma, so that I don't have asthma. And you can get rid of it. Mine is almost gone. It's pretty amazing. And so knowing how to get that, we're going to talk to you in the next segment, how to order these. He is going to allow you to get them at cost. So I want to tell you how to do that when we get back from break.
Yep.
And we'll go through the list again and tell you how to get it and all that. Stay right here. All right.
I like to admit it's getting better. A little better all the time.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
All right, so we're going to go over the products again just to let you know what they are. He talked about the Healthy Start Pack. That is the 90 nutrients he always talks about. That's to build your whole system and your immune system. And we take that every day.
Yeah, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids.
That's very good.
And 3 EFAs.
Yes. It also has all the prebiotics and probiotics in it.
Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And let me just say, in light of that, you know, why would you need to take this? Because a multivitamin won't do anything for you. It might give you a couple of B vitamins, and that it just doesn't help. And so you really need to go to something much more foundational, much stronger, much more comprehensive. So that's what this is. Everything in one.
Yes, and you can go to 90forlife.com/slaughterphd, or you can do it slaughterphd.90forlife.com. 90 meaning 90forlife.com. So slaughter, SlaughterPhD. That's like slaughtering a pig. Okay, slaughter, SlaughterPhD. .94life, that's 90forlife.com. And you can order these at cost. So when you get there on his website, on Dr. Slaughter's website, you can order these and it'll go in as cost. Mm-hmm. So the Healthy Start Pack is what he recommended. He also recommended colloidal silver.
Right.
If you don't get it there, you can get it someplace else. His is just really high grade.
And that's another thing about these products. You can't get a higher grade of product. You can get a lower grade of product mm-hmm. and it won't help you much. So you shoot for the highest grade possible and this would be it.
Yes. And then you can also get the essential oils he mentioned there, the cedar oil, the mm-hmm. eucalyptus oil, the tea tree oil. Any of those work. Okay. And it kind of just depends. If you know the oils, then you'll know which one you like better. If you don't, then just understand that tea tree oil is though they all smell strong. Which is your favorite, the eucalyptus?
Probably the eucalyptus oil, but I'm thinking I was going to recommend all the guys out there that you get the cedar oil and put it in your sock drawer.
Put it in your sock drawer. You're so funny. And then the Pure Works, which is the hand sanitizer that lasts 6 to 8 hours.
And see, and that's so crucial for now, yes, for this coronavirus issue, the Pure Works foaming spray. Yeah.
Yes. Now, we also can suggest other things. I just don't want to overload you. Are those the only other things he mentioned? The MSM. Now, the MSM is to build the stem cells that actually help protect your body. So they build the immunity in the system. So he did talk about MSM.
Yeah, and don't ask me what those letters stand for.
It's long. It's like Merrill something something. Anyway, it's capital.
It supports connective tissue. It supports the bone marrow blood building process in there. That's very important. Also, that's important for stem cell building and growth. And then just some common things. Avoid people who have a cough. You see somebody coughing, go away.
What he said. Stay away from people coughing. Right. Wash your hands.
But you don't have to isolate. In fact, sometimes isolation makes it worse. And so sometimes we think if we don't come in contact with anybody, then we'll be well. And that's not necessarily true, but we don't want you to be afraid.
No
reason to panic. No reason really at this point not to fly or anything like that.
We are going to fly.
We were so
excited because all the flights are like 75% off. We found 75%, 15%, 50% off. We are traveling the world now. Probably won't go to Wuhan.
I will not go to China or South Korea or any Asian country right away. But other things are just fair game. You know, we can go wherever. And but again, we live smart. We live better, right, with Ann and Jim. And we are living smart.
So if you have any other questions, you can contact us at our clinic, 817-232-1363. And you can get to us or you can go to Getting Better with Ann Beal on Facebook. And so we can answer your questions. We can, you know, get you the information. If you would like to email us, you can go to AnnBealLPC@yahoo.com, or you can go to GettingBetterWithAnnBeal@gmail.com, and you can ask us questions. We will put the product list on Facebook. We will also put it on YouTube later today. And Dr. Wallach will be our show next week, so you can hear the whole interview. Mm-hmm. And then we may put in a clip of any of the updated information he has for us. So just stay right here on Getting Better with Ann and Jim. And we look forward to just spending March with you and the beautiful weather and getting you ready to have a wonderful summer and spring.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.